بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم إحقار المسلمين. There is a chapter on the prohibition of ridiculing, belittling, and mocking at a Muslim, making him feel small. And as we have mentioned many times, unfortunately this happens the most right in the house. The husband belittles the wife, finds faults in her, wife finds fault in the husband, and with any Muslim, to belittle him, a Muslim has got great respect and honor by Allah Ta'ala. So we should think of the nisbat of Allah and not belittle, mock and look down upon any Muslim. قال الله تعالى in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. That no people must make a mockery, must look down upon, belittle any other people. Those other people might be better than you. You might be finding fault in them, like it is common that if you point a finger at somebody, three fingers are pointing at yourself. You found one fault in that person, you have exposed three faults of yourself. So when we do that, we are actually exposing our own weaknesses. So we shouldn't look down, find fault, belittle any Muslim. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. And no woman should also look down upon any woman, find fault in her, etc., that other woman might be better. And perhaps the Quran Sharif has referred here particularly to women, while that order has come in already with the man. They are included. But because this is quite a common disease in women, especially with her husband, that you are useless, you are lazy, you don't do anything, etc. These type of comments wives make very commonly. And also with regard to other women, very quickly they find fault, how she was dressed, how she behaved, she doesn't look after her children, she's very dirty. These type of comments are very common amongst the women. So perhaps if Allah mentioned them separately, because this is a very common disease amongst them. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not call people by names, that names which they do not like. Like somebody, you call him, oh fat one, fatty, oh short one, shorty, or whatever else, all names like that. So don't call anyone by such epithets and by such names. Bitsal ismul fusuq. The sin after iman is indeed very evil. And these are major sins. And unfortunately, we don't even think of them as sins. Our tongue is almost completely out of control, and we blurt out anything, especially to those who we think in rank are lower than us, the wife, sometimes how we speak to our children also, and also the workers with other people. We just use our tongue very widely. So Allah says there is a very big sin. بعد الإيمان وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who do not make tawbah, they will be the wrongdoers and the transgressors. So if we did not give thought about it, and we were just using our tongue wildly, so there is great exhortation and encouragement that make tawbah now. Then now control and correct yourself. Don't use your tongue just wildly as you wish. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. That there is great destruction for those people who search for the faults of others and who mock at others. This was particularly revealed with regard to some kuffar who used to make a mockery, na'udhu billah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can also see from this cartoon making or something is not something new, it was carrying all the time. And this shows the low mentality of a person. When one, he cannot accept the truth, he cannot see the truth, then he starts mocking at that person. He starts finding fault with that person. So that should not be the case. Always people who are in authority, whichever authority, and people do not respond to the right things which they are saying, then they start finding fault. So do not belittle, do not mock at them. According to some tafsir, this is that do not backbite about them, and even in front of them, don't speak bad about them. So this is also a thing which we must be conscious about any other Muslim. Don't speak bad about him, don't mock at him, don't belittle him, don't go on a witch hunt and find fault with him, and do not backbite and make ghibat about him. In the hadith we read, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. The Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is sufficient to be a sinner in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala when you belittle, when you degrade any Muslim brother of yours. So many of us, we might be pardoned with tahajjud also, we might be pardoned with nafil rozas, going for hajj regularly, umrah regularly, but our tongue, we belittle, we mock at other people. This is also, that is enough to be written down by Allah as a sinner. So this aspect of our Islam and to correct ourselves is very, 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 very important. Every Muslim has got great value by Allah. Allah loves a Muslim, as we will read in a hadith that comes now. And it also comes in another hadith that a person who condemns his brother due to any sin. For example, a person is a gambler, a person is a womanizer, and then you condemn that person, that this person who did that, he won't die till he gets involved in that sin. So when we find fault that you are a very big chore, you are this, you are that, then Allah will involve us in that guna before we die. So therefore, it's very important that we don't engage in these kind of things. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbi mithqalu dharrati min kibrin. That a person will not enter Jannat who has got to the extent of one mustard seed, one atom, one aota, a small little bit of pride. That person won't enter Jannat. Either it means you won't be amongst the people who entered Jannah directly and firstly. You will first have to be punished, and that pride will have to be burnt out first from him in Jahannam. Then he will be able to enter. And if a person thinks it's halal to be proud, and there's nothing wrong, it's permissible that it's my right, and I have the right to be proud, then that is a total big haram, and that person will be deprived of Jannah. فَقَالَ رَجُلًا. Then one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked a question. إِنَّ الرَّجُلُ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعَلُهُ حَسَنًا. That a person loves to be dressed nicely, his clothes must be nice, his shoes must be nice. In other words, that he must be dressed neatly, smartly. He likes to be dressed up. So is that pride? He asked this question. Is that also included in pride? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful, Allah likes beauty. When Allah has given you enough wealth, etc., then don't wear torn and tattered clothes. Wear nice clothes which Allah has given you, but wear it for Allah's sake, for the pleasure of Allah. And the proof of that, the ulama have written, that even in your own private life, you will wear nice clothes. Not only when you're going to a function. Then you dress up and you make sure you look very smart. So now you are dressing to show the people in the function. And this also, unfortunately, with our women is quite common. At home, they just dress very shabbily, their shoes, their clothing, etc. But if they have to go out shopping, they have to go to a function, then they glitter and glamour how they dress. So that is dressing for people. But anyway, this is not pride, that if you have nice clothes and it comes in the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. The ni'mat which Allah has bestowed upon you, then express those ni'mat. Make those ni'mat known. So don't, you Allah made you a multi-millionaire, don't carry on like a beggar. Don't dress like a beggar. Make show the ni'mat of Allah which He has given you, but not for people's sake, for Allah's sake. And Allah is everywhere in your private life also, and in your public life also. Al-kibru, batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. What is pride? Pride is batrul haq, that you know, you reject the truth. You have made a mistake, you walk in the masjid with your left leg, which is against sunnah. Somebody reminded you and told you you should enter with the right, and you don't accept it. Ah, go. Who are you to tell me? You're not my sheikh. You've got no right to make my tarbiyat. You've got no right to tell me, so you don't accept the truth. Or for example, especially when a person is in a state of anger, he blurts out and speaks all wrong things. Somebody advises him nicely, brother, cool down, don't speak like that. Now you start off with him. That is the sign that you have got pride in you. And the other sign of it, وَغَمْتُ nas, to look down upon people, that I am better than other people. I make 5 times a day namaz, he doesn't even make Jummah. I dress like a Muslim, see how terribly he's dressing, to look down upon people. This is also pride. And another type of pride, which is also equally haram, ujab, that you don't look down upon people, but you think yourself, I'm very good. The minute a person thinks that I'm good and I'm right, he falls from the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And a person stops progressing in his spiritual life as soon as he thinks that I'm all right now. I'm good. As long as he thinks I need Islah, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had put in very beautiful words, that nek banna, muttaqi banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become naik, to become muttaqi is faraz. But to think I am right, I am pious, this is haram. In another hadith, one Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala rajulun, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Hazrat Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallah, la yaghfirullah li fulani. That a person, he took a qasam, and he said, Allah will never give so, forgive so and so. We also many times say, you're going to Jahannam. Allah will never forgive you. What you are doing, this type of words this person had uttered. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah replied to that person words and said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَتَعَلَّ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أُغْفِرَ لِفُلَانِ. Who is it that will say that Allah will never forgive so and so? What right have we got? Where have we got the authority of Allah? When has it come into our account that we can decide for Allah who Allah is going to forgive and who Allah is not going to forgive? Many times when a person commits some wrong, we say Allah will never forgive you. Allah said, who is it who says that? فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. I have forgiven that person, وَحْبَتُ عَمَلَكَ, and all your amal, I brought it to zero. I destroyed the sawab of all your amal. So this one word of his that he said, Allah will never forgive you. You'll go to Jahannam. You are the worst person. Allah makes that person the best person. And Allah destroys all your neki. So therefore, it is very, very important that a person must learn to control his tongue. And as I say, unfortunately, this happens right in the family the most, right in the house, and with other people who we associate. We must not belittle, we must not mock, we must not look down upon any Muslim. Nobody knows what is the position of the other person. And nobody should think, have pride in him and think I'm a very great and big person.